人出现之后，那些问说的都在那样来家来又是一样了，刚刚又是在那
都放到 top of your spirit，
所以那是以色列人。
to be blessed this morning.
Ìyẹ́ni tó bẹni bí láti di aláwòrán fún lòwúrọ̀ yìí.
As many people as are watching us online.
Àti iye àwọn tó ń wò wá lórí ẹ̀rọ ayárabíàṣá.
Who are hearing our voices here now.
Gbọ́ ohun wa ní báyìí.
It is important for you to claim the prophetic utterances I want to make now.
Ó ṣe pàtàkì fún ọ láti gba àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ wòlíì tí mo fẹ́ sọ wọ̀nyí mọ́ra báyìí.
Louder your amen as I pronounce them, the faster your own testimony. These words of prophecy have been vomited by the Holy Ghost. For all who have gathered there and those who are watching us and listening to us, I want you to say your amen in a way that will shake down the kingdom of darkness. The first thing I want you to do before I begin to give those utterances is for you to thank the Lord for what He's going to do in your life here this morning. Do that now from your heart. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I prophesy by the power that establishes the heavens and the earth. And by the power of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. That your God will arise and turn you into a mighty testimony. Compensated. In the name of Jesus, let that the years you have lost, the joy you have lost, the helpers you have lost, shall be restored by fire. In the name of Jesus, you shall rise every day from grass to grace. In the name of Jesus, your business, your career shall come alive by fire. In the name of Jesus, and listen.
Shout aloud, thank you, Jesus.
Shout it in your language. Thank you, Jesus. Let's ever say God bless you. The kind of prayers we have to pray here this morning, they are what you can call clinical prayers. Prayers that will go deep into the root and sources of trouble. This is not a long message. Because we have plenty of prayers to pray. It will be a major tragedy. If you come here today and do not pray aggressively, there is a purpose for this message. For the next few minutes, I want to look at what I call the wicked household. The wicked household. The problem of the wicked household. In Judges chapter 15. Judges chapter 15. The book of Judges is an interesting book in scripture. It tells us an interesting story. Anytime God is removed from the front and put at the back, problem comes. Teaches us so many lessons. One major lesson from this book is what we're going to pick out this morning. Judges chapter 15. I read from verse 1. But it came to pass within a while after, in the time of wheat harvest, that Samson visited his wife with a kid. And he said, I will go into my wife into the chamber. But our father will not suffer him to go in. Samson had come to visit the wife he should marry.
Samson did not pay all the way up.
He had proposed marriage to this woman, but has abandoned the woman for a long time.
No, none of them knew he paid your
all of a sudden, he woke up one morning and went there with a present. But the father-in-law said no. Verse 2.
I said,
and my father said,
Baba,
I verily thought that thou hast utterly hated her. Therefore, I gave her to thy companion. The father-in-law waiting for Samson to come, gave the lady to another
man.
Is not a younger sister fairer than she? Take her, I pray thee, instead of her. And Samson said concerning them,
Samson is the wolf away.
Now shall I be more blameless than the Philistines, though I do them a displeasure.
This is the Yodia beloved of Philistine. People tell us she won't be.
Samson was very angry.
Samson, people of all about.
It was a particular family that offended Samson.
He didn't know Samson.
Now what did he do? Verse 4.
I said, you know,
and Samson went and caught 300 foxes and took firebrands.
Samson is in
and turned tail to tail. I put a firebrand in the midst between the two tents. And when he has set the brands of fire, he let them go into the standing corn of the Philistines. And burnt up both the shocks and also the standing corn and the fires and olives. He burnt their farm by setting foxes on fire and sending the foxes into the farm. Then the Philistines said, who had done this? And he has a Samson, the son-in-law of the Timnite, because he had taken his wife and given her to his confinement.
What is that? Where is Samson? And no other thing than he, little little what's it before a bear?
And the Philistines came up.
Our Philistine is equal to one.
And burnt her and her father with fire.
What's it be no slow to me now? At the barbarian.
You can see this kind of awkward story.
How do you do it already?
Now, because if a bond,
you don't know what that was,
the Philistines now went, took the father-in-law of Samson. And the woman Samson was supposed to marry and burnt him.
And finished the one monkey and no Samson to monkey woman that was in the
seven. And Samson said unto them, though ye have done this, yet will I be avenged of you, and after that I will cease.
Samson is the woman of them,
and smote them hip and thigh with a great slaughter. And went down and dwelt on the top of the rock Etam. Then the Philistines went up and pitched in Judah and spread themselves in Nain. It was Samson that caused the trouble.
Samson did not fight the war.
But the Philistines could not face Samson. Rather, they went and waged war against Judah. Verse 10. And the men of Judah said, why are you come up against us? And they answered, to bind Samson, and we come up to do to him as he had done to us.
What is that? That is the Samson.
Then 3,000 men of
Judah
went to the top of the rock Etam.
So
and said to Samson,
Lord,
thou know that the Philistines are rulers over us. What is this that thou hast done unto us? And he said unto them, as they did unto me, so have I done unto them. And he said unto him, we have come down to bind thee, that we may deliver thee into the hand of the Philistines. And Samson said unto them, swear unto me that you will not fall upon me yourselves. And they spake unto him, saying, no, but we will bind thee fast. Deliver thee into their hand. But surely, we will not kill thee. And they bound thee with two new cords. And brought him off from the rock. And they delivered Samson unto the Philistines. Samson caused trouble.
Samson in fact,
he abandoned his fiancée for a long time. And when the lady and the parents waited and waited and waited, he didn't come, he got to the other man. Samson was angry. He set the forest ablaze. Burnt their farms. Then he went and killed the father-in-law and killed the lady. Samson came back and started killing them again. And Samson went and stand at the top of a mountain.
Samson,
they knew where Samson was.
Samson,
they could not get to Samson by themselves. They were afraid of him. So they had to go through his own people. His own people. To go and bind
Samson.
So the people, the household of Samson, bound Samson and delivered Samson to the enemy.
Awalade Samsoni, what did Samsoni? Was it Fale or Dalogo?
Listen very carefully. The members of his household were the ones that bound him and then took him straight to the enemy.
Was it Fale or Dalogo?
The enemies by themselves could not get access to Samson. Herein lies the trouble with many of us. The enemy by themselves could not get any access to us. But now they found a wicked household ready to assist. And the people of Samson took with their own hands, they bound their champion. In every family with potentials, every family with potentials, there is a destroyer. In every family with plenty of children, there is always a strange child.
Oh my God, you know, man, Sabawa.
In practically all families, there is at least one agent of destruction.
Okay, you know, Onisha Ebano Konawa.
Practically in all families, there is a monitoring and reporting agent reporting people to the enemies and getting familiar with their programs to bind them. Everyone has a case file in the spiritual realm. Some people's files have passed through various agents of darkness. This is why a particular anointing is needed to dismantle close enemies. By the time you remove the problem of household wickedness from the life of a black man, 90% of his problems are over. Many of us are where we are today because of the activities and powers of household wickedness. Many think they are free, but really they've been bound by forces of their household and handed over to the enemy. There is a conspiracy in the spiritual realm. For everyone with a divine destiny, there is an acidic attack by destiny quenchers who can use pepper. For anyone with a divine ascent, there will be a negative bloodline rising against you. For everyone with a divine agenda, there will be some satanic counter-attack against you. The attacks will not come from where you expect. There are powers that will gather. Say, let us kill him and see what becomes of his dream. The same household wickedness gathered against Joseph. their agenda against Joseph is, let us kill him. Let us see what becomes of his dreams. I pray that every power that is saying, let us kill him, let us kill him, and see what becomes of our dreams. Those powers shall die in the name of Jesus. Let your amen be loud and clear. Let your amen be loud and clear. The Chinese, they have a proverb. They say, God, take care of my friends. I will take care of my enemies. Because it's a panic agenda for many. We're concluded by members of the council who are wicked. And the destiny of most black people have been buried by their demonic household. It is difficult for you to dodge a stone that is thrown at you from the back. This month, no matter how strange it is, no matter the hiding place, any wicked power assigned to bring you down, shall be buried alive. Shall be buried alive. Shall be buried alive. In the name of Jesus. Some of you might have had me sharing this testimony. I don't even know what is a testimony. A brilliant girl in the university, all of a sudden just went blind. And the mother took her all over the place. All over the place. Then the mother brought her to Mount of Fire for prayers. That was many years ago. When they came, we knew where the problem was coming from. Said, okay, mommy, daughter, we are not going to pray for you. Both of you will pray for yourself. And there's only one prayer point. I fire back every arrow of blindness in the name of Jesus. So we love them in one room. So suffering. Mommy began to pray. I fire back. Every arrow of blindness. Daughter was praying. I fire back. Every arrow of blindness. After 10 to 15 minutes, we could not hear the voice of the mother again. It was only the daughter praying. And by the time we opened the door, daughter could now see. Mother was now blind. Meaning that the arrow of blindness was fired by the wicked mother. It was interesting to see that when they were coming, it was the mother who held the hand of the daughter. But by the time they left, it was the daughter that led the mother. I pray that every force of wickedness assigned against your life shall be disgraced. Shall be disgraced. the satanic book that somebody has swallowed. The more difficult it is to dislodge. This is a serious matter. I want you to understand this very well. Family rivalry and family contention has started since the beginning of the creation of man. And it is very rampant in scripture.
Eve
was also wickedness to Adam. So there is husband and wife also wickedness. Did you hear the story of that man that was stoned to death? Nigeria. The strong wizard. The wife was pregnant. But the wife noticed that within 12 to 3 a.m. the stomach would just be flat. And whenever that stomach was flat, he would wake up the husband. Until around 6 a.m. And when he opened his eyes at 6 a.m., the baby in the stomach will be back. Mysterious. The wizard was taking the baby in the womb somewhere. It is possible. There are people here today. While you were in your mother's womb, that was how they were carrying you about in the spirit realm, but you did not know. The effect is now
shown.
Any such person here today, you shall be delivered by fire. Let your enemy run and turn back. Wickedness that the Bible says, suffer not a wish to live. One day, the woman went to report to her mother who goes to church. And the mother said, immediately you wake up at 12 midnight and you don't find your baby again, just come straight. I'll take you to our night vigil. So one day like that, at 12 midnight, the baby had disappeared, the lady rose up, ran to her mother. And the man was still fast asleep. You could not wake him up anyway. And she stayed there the whole of that morning. By 9 a.m., he started calling her, come on, look at your husband. By the time she rushed home, her own stomach was flat. The man was now pregnant. The baby he took to the meeting had been transferred to him because there was nobody to take it. There are wizard husbands. There is also wickedness husband and wife. There is Cain and Abel in the Bible. Cain was the sinner brother of Abel. Eventually, he killed him. Wickedness.
That's
Lot against Abraham.
Lot, you want to be in the Abraham?
A distant family house of wickedness.
That's
Esau and Jacob.
Esau and Jacob were
twin brothers. House of wickedness.
Or died today.
Many years back.
Not for a little time.
Someone came to me for prayers.
And if you want to be in that Badura.
And we started praying.
As the Badura.
He said, she said she had headache.
Only you need to call.
But she said, but please pray for me.
You go near your way back after your call.
Don't lay your hand on my head.
You do not go walk only.
I said, okay. Let's pray.
Yagadura.
Immediately we close our eyes.
That
head that she said I should not touch was where I laid my hand. And she began to confess. She's kind the second twin. During her confession there, she said
only
she has placed the life of Taiwo on a shelf. And that until she has had 7 children, Taiwo will not marry. Wickedness. Joseph's brethren. They were against him.
Miriam
was against Moses.
Oh no, did Moses?
Absalom.
Absalom
fought his own
father.
The brothers of David. They were against him.
Oh no, did he?
All these are well outlined in scripture. No wonder the Bible says the enemies of a man shall be the members of his own household. This is the battle we're here to do today. And it's a serious battle. I see many people being delivered. I see many people receiving awesome testimonies. I see many situations that they say it's not possible. Becoming possible as you pray for us. There are different classes of household wickedness. I just want to call resident wickedness. That the wickedness is resident in that family. That is acquired wickedness. They acquire the wickedness in the family in order to fight themselves. There is family initiation. One person took another child and initiated them into witchcraft, initiated them into papyrus inside the same family.
And it will never be over.
There is marital wickedness. Polygamous wickedness. That is what you call the dedicated strong man. Strong man is there to just finish up those who will prosper the family. There is donation wickedness.
They're
looking for somebody to donate in the coffin. They will go and put down somebody in the family.
That
is parental wickedness.
In white car.
There are inherited battles. So the different classes of this wickedness. When the household you come from has wickedness in it attacking you.
ti ibile ti won ti jade to ba ni iwa ika be ti won si koko je o.
You begin to experience unbelievable bad luck.
O bere si ni iriri ori buburu ti o se gbagbo.
Unexplainable poverty.
Ise ti o se salaye.
Iron like blockages.
If you want to talk to me.
When you are moving, you face a Jericho-like resistance. You keep having terrible nightmares that will not go away. You find yourself being oppressed and being tormented. They will be feeding you, your dream, doing all kinds of things to you.
You're
dreaming about dead relatives and having life turning upside down. You find even patterns, you find all kinds of patterns that you don't expect to happen. Somebody told me a rejoicing mother. Your two children are going abroad to study. The senior wife said to the junior wife, and for some strange reasons, the same day, the two children left where they were studying abroad. One of them, 2 weeks for the final exam, they got into the plane. They got to the Mitalama Media
Quarter.
Both of them arrived the same day. Met the same at the airport. Then did not understand how they got home. Wickedness. The mother came to the president for deliverance. This is a very, very serious matter. How do you fight somebody who abhorred you in the womb for 9 months? How do you abhor somebody who knows everything about you? How do you fight the person who handled your placenta? How do you handle the person who gave you your first birth and lost your weaknesses and strength? How do you find those who collected your dowry? These are the challenges. What do we do today? I told you we have plenty of pressure for it. The first thing to do, you need to become a friend of Jesus. Surrender your life to Jesus. That's the first thing. Second thing is to pray inquiry prayers, so that you can do sharp shooting. Sharp shooting. Inquiry prayers. Third thing is to pray the prayer after Elijah kind of prayer. The prayers that brings up fire. And the fourth thing is to pray the prayer of restoration. I see many people here today. The Lord said restoration shall be your Lord's. A prayer of restoration. And that will give you mighty, wonderful breakthroughs. I want you to understand that we're dealing here with stubborn parts. We're dealing here with things that have been planted and planted and planted and planted and planted in your ignorant period. We're talking here about powers that have already caged people. and they need to be released from their hands. A woman got married. She had three children. One girl, two boys. The one girl and two boys. They were the ones who sat their father down and asked their father to marry a second wife to confront their own mother. So the man married another wife. So the extra wife, three children, became four people.
On the man,
plus the husband, making five.
On the man,
anytime there's a quarrel, all five will begin to beat up this single woman.
I will marry a massive power of nobody boy. That will be the
wickedness of the eyes of
the wife.
I pray that today, every wicked agenda against her life, it's time for prayers now. Rise up on your feet. All eyes closed. We are not here to joke. We're not here to play. This is mountain of fire and miracles ministry. We're here for serious warfare. There are people here.
Who have
been tormented for years and years. There are people here today who have been saying, when will my deliverance come? There are people here today who don't understand what is going on in their lives. In the next few minutes, you will experience the God of breakthrough. But you see, if you are here, and you are not born again, and you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus, or you say you are born again, you have vaccinated a long time ago, you are no longer born again. You need to come forward very quickly. Come and surrender your life to Jesus. Enter to the altar here. Open up the two altars at the back. Run there quickly to surrender your life to Jesus. This is an opportunity you must not miss. You've taken the most important decision in life. I congratulate you. Now bow down your heads where you are.
This is the individual one.
I'll say what I'm going to say after. Say,
Father,
in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. I know that you sent Jesus to die for my sin. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. Beginning from today, I'll say bye-bye to the devil and enter into the kingdom of life. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here. I pray that you uphold them by your power. And you keep them standing in the name of Jesus. The decision they're taking today, let it be permanent in their lives. Write their names in the book of life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. His power now when we walk in the throne of the Lamb. And his power when we walk in the precious blood of the Lamb. And his power, and his power when we walk in the blood of the Lamb. Don't pray to this prayer. Because if you pray this prayer, and there is also wickedness troubling you, and they refuse to repent, anything can happen. Amen. So if you are afraid, I recommend you keep quiet. But there are people here. They have suffered for too long.
What did he do?
And enough is enough. There was a Cain in the family of Adam. And he ended up sacrificing that good, lovely man called
Abel.
Also, wickedness, they don't go for useless family members. They go for those with destinies. A small girl from a family confessing to witchcraft said that there was a doctor in the family, there was a lawyer, the third person asked, is the hunchback, the girl asked hunchback. He said they are eating the doctor. They are eating the lawyer.
I want to be a doctor.
So they only left the hunchback. Who cannot do anything to help anybody? And which is very sad. If you keep quiet, Cain will sacrifice you. It's better not to keep quiet. Close your eyes.
Do you mind?
Repent in your voice.
Oh,
Testimony has just happened.
Silence. Check your body now. Plenty of sicknesses have just disappeared. Check your body. If you brought a sickness here, it has just disappeared. That sickness, if it has just disappeared, quickly find a way to the altar. Don't let the devil put it back on you. The bonus of people who carry their lives away
permanently.
Check that head. Check that
anemia.
Check that menstruation that has
ceased.
Check the evil make coming out from the breast. Check your breathing in and out. Come on, I slept. confusing my helpers.
Thank you. for fulfilling your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Move their destinies forward. Let us share the grace of fellowship.